little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party, having made it out of the dream realm, freeing Zazriel from a pit that had held him for thousands of years, restoring his dream magic to him, stealing it from Arudi, saving all the people Arudi had trapped there, leaving it to Zazriel and making their own way with Arudi out of the portal. Party returned to their bodies in the material plane. The weird thinning of the veil to the dream realm. With Arudi. And that is where we find them.
Starts doing like running stretches.
You're sore.
It was a long time without moving. Got to stretch.
Morgus just stares, looking up at the trees, the sky, whatever.
It's still that like weird, almost night but not night, half night thing.
Maybe, like, feels the grass beneath his fingers.
Does anybody else feel like if they move, they're just going to cramp everywhere?
You gotta start stretching now, man. You're gonna be better off for it.
I don't want to. I don't think that's a good idea.
It's really funny. I know I'm awake, but my entire body still feels like it's asleep.
Silva starts
doing like high knees.
Were you offering a hand to Godfrey?
To Morgus to pull him up off the ground.
Just slowly, like.
He grabs and just pulls you up.
Ruff, ruff, ruff! Runs around in circles. Gare Kaius rolls on his belly in the grass.
That's it. I don't care if it's nighttime. I'm making coffee. I'm
going to go and like light a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Safely.
You can do so.
How's everyone else, like, not our party? People have been there. Were they in there for a long time? How are they reacting?
Most other people have a similar reaction to you.
Stretching,
yawning, digging around for food, adjusting their clothing. Some even like brought another change of clothes. Any satyrs around you would have come like extra prepared for the wake up.
Extra set of clothes. Should have thought of that.
Hey, so you're going to stay with us longer, Rudy?
I don't know. Not something I've thought about.
Well, think about what you want. And then break it into manageable goals. And just little stepping stones. One step at a time. So what do you want? Gods can want things, right? That sounds like we can go straight to that goal and have it be a manageable step. Do we have food? What do I have on my food? I got a bunch of rations.
Takes one of your rations.
I should have apples. You tell me I don't have apples?
Into the meat with his, like, square teeth.
I usually have apples, but I find they go bad a lot faster than rations, so.
Have you seen her?
Her?
Medusa?
Point to Sola.
You mean Medusa, right?
Yes.
Only seen her. Yes.
Does she seem okay?
Out of an army.
So maybe a little stressed by her job, but physically in great shape.
Yeah.
All right. We're not close enough to town that we can just walk there. But a lot of these people have been in the dream world for a while, and we don't have enough rations to feed them.
How far are we from town?
Some of us.
It's about a 2-day walk.
Let's pretend Libby said that.
I actually remember. I don't remember a lot, but I remembered that.
Oh, sorry.
oh, don't apologize. I'm just proud of myself.
It seems like most of them have enough food for 2 days. Maybe you just need to find people who are really struggling, and we probably have enough for them. There wasn't, I think, that many in the dream that weren't satyrs. Were there? I don't know. I was really occupied by the pastries. Do I see anyone around who's not a satyr?
Actually, I don't think you do. But it's around this moment that Scylla, you get like a full, like, tips of your scalp all the way down through your fingers to your toes, like goose pimple, cold chill, like shock up your spine.
What the hell's?
Are you all right?
No, I don't think I am. What was that?
As you look behind you, back towards the trees, you see a short, shimmering form.
I'm gonna kind of start stepping towards, to not walking at it, but just to get a little bit more focus and see if I can get a clearer view at all.
Yeah.
Just to kind of squint.
Looks like Ella. Carling's mom.
Scylla sort of waves her hand up.
She doesn't wave back. She doesn't seem to see you. And if anyone else is looking in Scylla's direction, you don't see anything.
That, no, why didn't she? Hey,
what this might mean.
Everything all right, Scylla? Oh.
That, Carling's mother.
You see the form bend down. Sort of move the grass, but the grass doesn't actually move. Hand kind of moves through the grass.
I'll be right back. And I'll start walking towards it. Hey.
Is anyone? C- kind of looks around, but doesn't fully register where the voices come from.
Hey, I think we're going to be leaving soon to go back to Winston. We're going to go find your daughter. Hey.
As you step closer, you see the black, worn soles of a leather boot with some kind of moss poking up out of the grass. And if you step closer, even further, see the full deceased form of Ella.
And Scylla kind of just squats down beside and kind of runs the back of her hand down. If this is sort of like a moss outline of where she'll kind of trail the back of her hand up the arm of Ella's form and just sort of bow her head down and get back up and head back over to the party.
The shimmering form is no longer there, and you lift your head back up. You feel sort of a warmth on your right cheek, then your left cheek.
I'm sorry. She'll walk back. I don't think we'll have to walk as many back to town as we thought.
I have been there for years.
They've been here a long time. There wasn't anything to come back to.
Wait. You're telling me you could trap them in a dream, but you couldn't keep their body alive while you trapped them there? And then kind of glances over to the sleeping Minotaur.
He's just twirls a piece of long, thick grass around his finger and then lets it go. It kind of like swivels around his finger.
Scylla walks right past him. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, you see Zibba kind of like get this like real look of disappointment for a second flash across her face as she looks at him, and then just kind of like you see her almost like take a deep breath. Like this breathing exercise all the time, and she's like, takes it for a second, thinks about it, and goes, "We'll work on that."
Is there anything like the people who passed, like anything like a locket or something that would clearly define who these people are that their relatives might know?
If you want to go looking for people, say as you walk around, they're spread pretty sparsely throughout this tall grass that sort of feels like it's never ending, almost like a large ocean. And you find maybe two other people if you walk pretty far, like maybe a half an hour and back, kind of pacing through the grass in varying levels of decay.
Morgus sort of looks over the mug that he's drinking out of at Irudi. What you took can never be given back. Go build something new.
I'm nothing without her.
you're nothing without her, then you were nothing before you met her. Go build something of yourself.
Keeps caressing the piece of grass. Hunched shoulders. I don't know what to build.
I didn't either. Start down the road and you'll meet somebody. Somebody new, a friend, a stranger, someone to help. Start there. Start with helping this time.
Why?
I found that when I lack a sense of help, Morgus takes a very long drink of his coffee. I found that when I lack a sense of self, helping someone else helps me find that sense of self.
How slowly lolls his head over to you. You see tears streaming through the fur.
He just nods slowly.
Anywhere you can start, Scylla goes over, leans down, rips the blade of grass out of his hand. Get out of that field and help Livy pick up some of the belongings of the deceased.
I don't deal in the dead.
You're not dealing in the dead, you're dealing in collection. We'll deal with the dead. You are dealing with retrieval. Go help Livy.
Don't you deal with nature? That's what your mother gave you, right?
The preservation and the growth of nature.
Still, do not deal with creation
or the death.
But that's part of preserving it.
And the neglect of human life to feed the earth isn't the growth of nature.
But I mean, like, no, it's more than that. I grew up on a farm. I grew up in these fields. I might not be the god of growing nature, but I understand what it means to grow things. Those parts that are decaying, the stalks you leave in the field, they're all necessary to make it more fertile, more nutritious, to maintain the soil so it doesn't erode and fill the skies. Even that part that is dead is necessary for future growth and in preserving it. Otherwise, we would all starve. And so how can you just ignore such a fundamental part of who you are by saying, well, that's not my problem? It's how are you going to continue to grow?
I'm part of a grouping of three. My brother holds domain over death. And my sibling holds domain over life. I hold domain over growth, nurturing, preservation.
So that's your contribution, but you're telling me you can't have any understanding or respect for something that's not your domain?
I mean, I can't cast... your brother who's just a fucking know-it-all, and he rips out a piece of grass.
Trust me, I have a lot of siblings. I know about the know-it-alls. I was never the smart one. I was never the one who's good at school. Heaven, Livy knows, trying to tutor me.
I've never claimed to be intelligent. That's not my strength. Does that mean I don't respect what my siblings do? Yeah, they could be a little bossy. Yeah, they can tell me that my life's not going to amount to anything and that my life is meaningless, that I am nothing if I don't go to school, if I don't learn these things. But I made a whole lot of something out of that nothing. And yeah, it's not my strength. Yeah, I'm not good at it, but I don't ignore it. I don't ignore Livy and the skills he brings. I don't ignore Morgus and his understanding of magic. You can't just ignore something because you think it's not your problem. We are all part of a family. You're part of a family. And families don't turn their backs, even if sometimes you might deserve it. You might even think they did, but really it's just to help you. And that's all they want to help, and you have to help them too. By even just caring and respecting a little bit. I'm not going to let you just sulk here because you feel you've lost your family and throw it away.
He picks his head up and like holds a hand out to Ziba. And in the other, he places the broken end of the grass he ripped off the stalk back together with a little magic. You're right.
I can't take credit for all of it. Still sorry to me on that right rant. Because I'm still learning and growing too. We all are.
Where is he? Do you know where he is? Where looks at Scylla.
Where is Libby?
My brother.
I think he means his brother. Mm.
Why would I know where your brother is?
He just blinks really slowly at you.
Listen, I don't know where this family came from. But sure, I'll play along. I don't look for him in the cemetery. Is that what you want to hear? Is that where you left him?
Where?
Check Mortworth. She shakes
her
head.
Stands up. Thank you.
Fuck you.
He walks over to the nearest tree. Places a hand on it. And disappears into it.
Was I too harsh? Is that why he walked back?
No, Ziba. You weren't. I think you're the only one of us that got through to him.
I'm not used to having to be the strict one. Usually I'm the one getting in trouble.
Godfrey, you've been silent. Are you just observing your friends?
He was just observing. He was going to try to make himself a spot when Arudi started walking away. And that went away when he disappeared into the tree.
Hmm. While you're observing, you see Garrett Caius is like rolling in the grass. And all of a sudden he like stands abrupt. Like a dog whose owner calls his name. He looks up at you.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Got a report. She says you have to tap my nose 3 times.
I have to what?
Tap my nose 3 times.
Why do I have to do that?
I don't know.
Godfrey reluctantly goes up and taps the nose 3 times.
On the 3rd tap, he turns back into his crow form. Takes flight.
After he flies away a bit. Morgus, what kind of magic is that? Why did he change after 3 taps?
You see, in certain sorts of transmutation magic, the somatic component is 3 boops on the nose.
What if the animal doesn't have a nose?
That's beyond me. That's divine transmutation magic.
When you pet Garakaius, how many times have you accidentally hit his nose?
I avoid the nose.
I feel like I definitely booped his nose for it. Does it have to be consecutive?
It may also have to do with the bond between you.
Well, actually, I'm not good enough. I can just boop
his nose. You'll notice that I avoid Bitsy's beak.
Well, I would definitely like to get some scrolls in the next town. I don't know about anyone else.
To boop their nose and see if they transmute into something else?
Hey, Zuba, come here. You've got something.
What?
Boop, boop, boop.
Zuba immediately starts like patting herself down. Like, okay, nothing's been casted on me. I really wouldn't put it past someone to do that in my sleep. But I know. But you know?
I mean, I've never met a talking bear named Zibba before, but it's good.
I'm a bear! I swear I don't look like a bear! What? Where do you see? Is it just like my face it's a bear? I can't see that.
I mean,
am I a bear?
I don't know if you'll like feel the magic as it works its way, but
still no beard.
I'm fucking with you, Zibba, like I usually do.
Let's hope this time I finally have facial hair.
Is Livy out in that field?
Mm-hmm.
Godfrey will go join Livy in the
field. Yeah, you Livy, both gather whatever you can.
Kind of purposely walked away from people. And you can hear whistling.
Jeffrey will go follow the whistling.
And then you hear crying.
Livy?
You hear this behind a tree?
Okay. Like Godfrey will poke his head around the tree.
You see Livy like hunched down, holding his stomach, eyes closed. You see some. There should be tears around his eyes. It looks like it should be wet. But there's not, you're not sure if it's because he's a dampier or just he can't. But he startles and looks up. Oh, hey Godfrey, give me a moment. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. You need me to find something blue for you?
No, I got that covered. First thing I did.
I'll give you your time.
She picks up a leaf of grass and smiles bitterly as he lets it like fall off, like fly off into the wind.
You want space? Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I should be over this by now.
Everyone will like hunch down on the opposite side of the tree.
In all the myths and theories and books I've read, this is the point where their character gets over it. this is where they feel better. They feel whole. And they can move on with their life. Why do I still feel so fucking empty? What's wrong with me?
Well, I guess you just have a case of being human. Elven. Mortal. Wish I could give you more than that, but I don't really know.
Yeah. My parents, when I was a child, all of the relatives died in the Invisible War, so I never really got to meet them. I never met them. And all I heard about them was from stories. Without a tale, my uncle was a great cook. How my mother's... my mother's aunt would tell them stories when my mother, when my grandmother died. I guess they never, I was young, so they never really told me anything terrible about them. I guess I keep on hoping my life is just like the stories they used to tell me about these people. I don't know. And, you know, I'm a child. I know that's not true. But I keep on kind of expecting things to just wrap up in one part of my life neatly and happily. And these people coming back to life or being alive would have been a, would have been that. I really wanted to go and tell that girl her mother was back. I wanted to be okay after talking to Mary.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
I don't have to apologize.
Thank you.
But maybe this just means this isn't the end of the story yet. They haven't wrapped up. Let's have another chapter. To get over Mary.
Yeah.
Help these people.
Yeah. Thank you, Godfrey.
Well, you want a few moments here?
No, I want to get back. I want to be with people right now.
That's good. Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
Okay.
As Godfrey goes back with Livy towards the camp, he's going to look over his shoulder back to the field to see if he sees Mary getting up from her grave.
Don't see Mary.
And he'll turn back with Livy and keep walking.
What do Godfrey and Livy find as they come back to the party? Morgus has made a fire, I know, in the mission to making coffee and food.
I
So Zippo's doing ground stretches now.
What does that mean? Like planks?
You know, like where you like sit on the ground and you like put your leg like this, and then you try and like reach for the other leg.
Oh yeah, you like put it up next, like underneath you, and reach out. Yeah.
Let's do my stretches in my chair to fully demonstrate trying to reach my own ankle, which I can't do in this position.
Morgus is preparing mugs for everybody with whatever their favorite drinks is.
Priscilla's out collecting bits of twig and fastening kind of little twig effigies to put by the bodies and to hang in the trees of the deceased.
I think Zippo just lays back on the ground at this point, feeling fully stretched out, and just looks up and then just asks a really loaded question out of nowhere, as children do. And he's like, how can they live for so long and not know anything? Do you guys still feel like that? Like, you've been alive a lot longer than me. You just feel like you know nothing? Like, I think I know a little more than them, but I'm still a knowledge. I know nothing.
There's two versions of living a long time not knowing anything. One is wisdom, the other is hubris.
Do I have any of those?
I think you're growing from one or the other.
You know, but like, you think being alive for so long, like, you'd at least get one of those, right?
I think you definitely get one of them. The more you realize, the more you don't know, that's wisdom. The more you focus on how much you do know, and you ignore the rest, that's hubris.
I feel like I've learned a bit of both. I feel like I've learned a lot. I feel like I almost learned more than a lot of the gods we've met. And I'm honestly, I don't say this often. I won't admit to it ever again if you ask me. But I'm just a kid. Did they just never get the chance to be kids? And that's why they didn't learn these things?
Marcus just meows.
It's the forest cat.
I don't expect they got that chance. If they're gods, if they had to step into whatever responsibility that means.
So they were never allowed to get in trouble? They were never allowed to make mistakes and learn? That sounds awful. If you never got to play in the mud or climb a tree too high.
I imagine they did all of those things. They certainly made mistakes, but I think it means something different for a god.
That's sad.
Very sad.
But you don't remember what it means to be a kid either, do you, Marcus?
Sure don't.
So where did you think you landed? Wisdom or hubris? Have you not had enough time to know?
Oh, I've had enough time to know. I just think it depends on the topic for me.
I think Livy and Godfrey hear that response as they walk up.
Laying looking at the stars.
Right.
You know.
Hi, y'all.
I've got you some blueberry cinnamon coffee if you want, Livy.
That'd be lovely, thank you.
Welcome. I've got an empty cup for you, Godfrey, so you can at least pretend.
Great. I had to pull us all immediately into another topic as quickly as we can, but I'm afraid the window of opportunity is closing. Can everyone gather for a moment?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. So Godfrey keeps like, yourself up into a sitting position.
Takes a spot like around the fire. Help me keep an eye out for Garakaius. If you see him, this conversation has to end.
Morgus is going to send Bitsy to kind of circle.
Is this about that letter you sent me that I never responded to? Because I've been meaning to write you back.
Yes, and Godfrey will reach into Livy's pack and pull out the letter that he left there. I don't think you'll have to read this one then, if I just have this opportunity. So yes, I became champion of Nyx, but it was to understand what their plan was and where they were moving and to try to gain a little bit of trust.
They gave you a choice?
Kind of.
Same as Scylla's, kind of?
You will eventually become my champion, whether it's now or in 10,000 years when everyone you care about is dead, but you're still persisting. Kind of a choice. But that's neither here nor there right now, because we don't have much time to talk about this specific article. What if we work together to try to banish the gods to the plane of dreams?
Banish is a strong word. What if we just say give them their own realm to work out the issues that doesn't affect ours?
If that's the framing that helps you sleep at night, then yes, that's what we're doing. We're giving them their own realm where they could work out their things without affecting us.
Giving's a lot better than banishing.
That's a tough sell, Godfrey.
It's a tough sell, but the magic is there, Morgus. In that cage with Zazriel, there was a way to bind gods.
I have more than just that. As we sit, I can seal a gate. We can shut the door behind them. Period.
That's great, and we know a place of immense magical power to pull from. Where Mysheria is. She went there to try to create another world because it was a place of an immense magical power. If we get there and we have that kind of knowledge, we could put them away so that they can't ravage this world with a war. Not now, not ever again.
And learn to be happy.
And they could work out their differences.
Let them tear each other apart.
What about... What about the king? He has a daughter. He's a life.
So did Carling. Carling had a mother.
Now, the Hundred Year War. They were fighting. Do we understand what... Do we understand the impacts, like the multiversal impacts of a war on another plane? And the effects on the material plane where we're at now.
Yeah, what's to say if we put them in the dream world, it doesn't still affect this world?
If they still have their power. But if they didn't.
How many gods are there again?
I see.
It's like Zazriel. He was kept down there. He didn't have his power. It was siphoned out. It was put elsewhere. We take their power, we siphon it into the world itself. It strengthens the bond between the dreams and our reality. They get stuck there. They can't wage a war that could hurt us.
They're talking about putting people in metaphorical cages and forcing them to sustain our way of life.
No, not in a cage. It's in that realm of dreams. It's anything they want it to be.
Are they people or are they gods? What are we talking about here?
I don't think confining people to one realm means that it's bad for them and that it'll make them unhappy. I mean, as far as I know, my entire life and my only expectation for life was that I would be confined to this realm. And I was pretty content with that. Yes, I don't think it's that bad.
With real emotions and real connections.
And it can't be real there with the real souls of the gods?
No, because it's just them. With their imaginations making things.
No, but it's the realm of dreams, because every mortal gets to go there every night they fall asleep.
And they don't have power over the dreams.
I've got two ideas.
I didn't hear you, Livy.
It's just... We just had El Rudy have something similar. He was in the dream realm. He made Medusa. He had people there. They were trapped, and he wouldn't be able to do that anymore. But we all see how miserable that made him. How broken it made him. He was not able to move on emotionally. And you're just suggesting we do that with all of them? I acknowledge, we need to find a solution where they stop tearing people apart with their petty wars, but that just seems like so much.
Well,
for eternity, it sounds like they don't die.
It sounds like we have options for worlds. I mean, I don't know all of them, but I've heard of a couple of them, so maybe we just put them in a world where they can't control the reality of it. Do one of those exist? I'm new to this thing.
I think whether do we decide if we should, there's time for that. Thinking about how we need an ally, so we need to figure out who bound them and possible oversight in the dream realm. We've got a friend in Zazriel also.
Here's another thing. The only magic we've seen bounds their powers to an object, but it seems to make them either transfer to something else or no longer usable. We've only really seen it transfer to people. How do we transfer it back to the fabric of the universe? That seems like a much more complex trapezy.
Trapezy? Need to figure out how. Need to learn, study, steal that knowledge.
Stealing's illegal.
Whether or not you want to go with it or not, I just wanted to put this on the table. We can't talk about it when Garakaius is here. Couldn't talk about it when Arudi was here. I haven't been able to talk about it for a very long time.
I think regardless of whether we force some people into this or confine people into this or banish people into it, I'm not a fan of those words, but I think overall, I think we can all say we're on the same page as we want to find them their place for existence that does not trample on the existence of others. Maybe that's in a different realm. Maybe that's in this realm. Maybe that's in a realm of dreams. But I think we need to help them find their place or create it for them until they realize it's their place.
Everyone yeah? Give me an intelligence check.
Oh, no.
18.
17.
12.
6.
14.
Okay, Livy, Godfrey, and Morgus kind of come to this thought in your own way, however you want that to be. But you learned that Persephone, Nyx, Medusa, and Mysheria were all a part of an adventuring party. Fighting against the gods. And Mysheria's answer to end the war was to send all the humans to a new planet. The gods made this world. You're realizing you're following in the same footsteps, just in a different way.
So are we cool with that idea?
We're just repeating history, aren't we?
What do you mean?
My sheer
history that didn't
work out. Mysheria wanted to send mortals to a different world because the gods made this world.
Well, it's not too bad.
And she failed.
Failed at what? Sending the humans here? I thought we all...
Away.
Oh. So they followed us.
No.
Well, part of me. I'm part human.
She tried sending them away. Couldn't do it for whatever reason. And then just sent all the gods to sleep.
Why weren't they happy with their own world? There had been one before this, right?
I don't know. But they made this one.
But something... They needed the prayer, the power, right?
Why isn't that something Nix
was saying? Something about any of you remember that conversation?
Well, there
are any of you there?
There is. At least it makes sense that there's a correlation between worship and a god's strength.
Do they get sick if they're not worshipped?
They become less powerful.
Okay. And they want power. Like, you want glory and reputation? Are those similar things? I really understand the glory bit. Like, I understand wanting praise so that, like, people praise your deeds, but I don't understand the power bit. I'm still working on that.
There's really only one church, one belief system that's dominant. It's my Sharia.
So they want to be heroes.
What I'm saying is, who's to say their plan failed as opposed to moved on to another stage? Maybe my Sharia didn't have the power she needed to accomplish it. Maybe she's been gathering it this whole time.
Whoa. Should pay attention to history class.
Then why wouldn't she... She's been... Anytime anyone prays to her, they only receive a recorded message.
Right now, she's stone.
And the other guys seem pretty... convinced that she's not around.
What do you mean she's stone?
Like,
what did Nix tell you? Where are you getting this from?
When we were talking with Arudi and Medusa in the cabin. That echo of Medusa said that she stopped Mysheria by turning her to stone. At the peak in the gate.
Her own party members turned her to stone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that would have an effect or not.
Nix had it totally. It seems to me that they had a split opinion on what they wanted. Nix, Medusa, and Persephone seemed to just want to become the gods and only gods in this realm. Mysheria seem to believe that this, like, that seems how they wanted to end the war, by ending the war, like winning it. Mysheria seemed to believe that the only way to end the war was to send people away to safety. And it seems they had a altercation that ended in Mysheria being turned to stone. So perhaps they are siphoning her power, but I don't know if she's considering this. Again, wasn't Medusa who said that. This was like a Rudy's version of Medusa. So from that, it seems like they had an altercation. They're not on the same side anymore.
I'm sorry, this is
to say.
Stupid! Is that no one else mad at that? Like, how are you guys not angry? Are you telling me that these people have all this praise, have all these people worshiping them, and for the good deeds that they have no influence on? She might be freaking stone. Who cares if she's real or not? She's developed this whole reputation as a hero, and she's done nothing for anyone?
After work, and even I worked my whole life for that, I've only gotten this far, and she continues to do nothing and just rides that coattail. And then Nyx and Medusa and all of them just think they want all this praise, they want all this power. All these gods want all these praise and all this power, and they aren't doing anything. They're doing no heroic actions, they're doing no heroic deeds, they're helping no one but themselves, and have the audacity to call themselves worthy of praise. And over here they all are, throwing tantrum tantrums, getting into fights, like I would get into squabbles with my sisters over my favorite shirt. What? Who gave us responsibility to say, stop making everyone around you miserable, and just learn how to communicate? And do let your actions reflect the worthy consequences of them. You don't deserve to get credit for doing nothing. Sorry.
Godfrey's plan could facilitate that. And that might be the best example of hubris. Period.
Call it a solid plan B.
I know we don't want to banish him, but now I'm thinking they kind of do deserve a timeout.
I kind of had one. Didn't really fix them. And Godfrey pats them on the floor.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening or watching, wherever you're interacting with this media. We appreciate you. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, leave a comment, rate, whatever you can do. You can even ask a question if you're on Spotify. We're happy to answer them. Take a little break from a little extra content. We're in between seasons for But Then What, but it's the perfect time to catch up before season 2 comes out this fall. We have another one-off stream coming up here in the spring that I'm super excited about. And other than that, we've got some other good things cooking in the oven. Stay tuned here every Monday for new episodes of Utopia. We'll catch you around wherever else we see you. Maybe purchasing We May Not All Be Heroes from your favorite online bookstore. Leaving a review online of that on Goodreads or Fable or Storygraph or wherever you like to do that. And if not, catch it back here. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. Hope you have a really great day.